Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wasn't really going to go with the preemption thing, but I just want to be clear since the chairman brought it up. I mean, are we here just because we don't like the California law and we just want a federal preemption law to shut it down? Or do people think you can have meaningful federal privacy legislation without that? Just a yes or no from the witnesses.
No.
Thank
no.
you. Thank you.
I think Congress can do better.
Mr. Dodge?
We've advocated for a federal policy for some time prior to California, so we continue to do so.
So you don't need preemption?
We
yes
want federal
no.
preemption, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We think there should be a strong federal law.
But do you have to have preemption of states?
We think that, again, we think we can do better. We think California doesn't go as far as a federal privacy law could go, and we don't want the privacy protection of a person to be dependent on the state in which they live. So we think a federal law would be better. And in doing that, should replace state laws that that are not as clear and consistent and as strong as we would hope a federal privacy law would be.
Yes, emphatically, with an asterisk.
I don't think preemption is necessary, and I think it could be actively harmful.
Thank you. Dr. Herzog, I'm a little more in your camp at this moment. I find this effort somewhat disturbing that with all the litany of things and privacy violations I just went through, and as countries are grappling with, is the first thing that people want to organize here in D.C. is a preemption effort. What we need to do is get at the task you just outlined, and Ms. Espinel, you did a pretty good job, too, of outlining what are the challenges that we face. Let's get on the same page, because I think us together getting on the same page about what are the consumer issues at stake here and how do we want to protect them, I think will get us a better result than just this focus. First of all, I don't see my California colleagues acquiescing to the Congress on this issue anyway. So I think what we need to do is be very, very clear here what our challenge is. Ms. Espinel, you mentioned fines, and I'm curious as to whether you think culturally that sets the right message. We were very involved in setting standards on anti-manipulation after the Enron scandal. That is both at the FTC, CFTC, and the FERC. And it was amazing to me how many companies thought they literally could be the owners of home heating oil and keep it off the coast just to drive up the price. And, you know, so, I mean, literally people said, oh, yeah, that's within our rights. Do you think we need a very bright line here that just creates the culture within various, online developments that will help make a culture within companies aware that these are the risks and threats?
Well, I think we need to have a culture where when companies are handling consumers' data or using in various ways, what they are really focused on is the consumer. They are focused on the reasonable expectations of those consumers and very focused and have a on that. And so I think that will be a cultural shift, at least for some companies.
Well, you advocated an FTC fine, and my point is when you have this general counsel at your firm warning people that there will be a fine for doing these kinds of things, that's a pretty bright line. Ms. Dr. Herzog, do you have an opinion about this?
So I think that when we're thinking about these questions, it's important. The preemption conversation seems to lump a lot of different things together all at once, and it's worth sort of pulling them out. Not only are we talking about preemption as a way of consolidating possible enforcement efforts, or maybe not, but there's also the question of the cost of dispersed compliance. And also, and I think that one of the reasons that I'm really skeptical of preemption is that we're sort of operating under this assumption that we figured out exactly what all the rules should be.
I'm referring more to Ms. Espinel's now point about giving FTC clearer fining authority. Is that a clearer, easier, bright line to establish that would be helpful?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Right. In the first instance. That I think also goes to changing the culture. But right now, in the first instance of a violation of Section 5, the FTC does not have fining authority. I think it will change cultures internally if companies know that for a first initial violation, the FTC has authority that Congress will need to give them to be able to issue a fine against that conduct.
And if I may add a point going back to your preemption question, Senator Cantwell, we would encourage, and it's your panel's decision, of course, but we would encourage state AG enforcement. That's the approach on COPPA, which preempts, but gives state AGs the ability to enforce the statute.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Rothenberg, could